What's happening, beautiful people? Doug here. Hey, I wanted to take just a moment and share a story with you while I was still in the studio. I was hanging out with a couple of ministers this weekend, and we were recalling good times from back when we were in Bible school, and I shared a story that one of them encouraged me to put out there. This comes from the classroom of the late Dr. Eric Belcher. Now, for those of you that were in Christ for the Nations in the 2000s or before then, and you had Dr. Belcher for one of your professors, you know that he was always very careful to listen to the Holy Spirit. And in fact, many times he would not even move on until he felt like the Holy Spirit had accomplished exactly what it was that was supposed to take place. So during this season of my life, I'd spent a lot of time witnessing to a group of people at Denny's. Many of them were a part of a coven of witches, and I'd built relationships with many of them, and I saw quite a few of them that had given their hearts to the Lord. There was one gentleman that I met named Joe. Joe had fallen upon a very rough season in his life. Now, I had spent many weekends talking to Joe into the wee hours of the morning over cups of coffee at Denny's, and Joe was relatively receptive to the gospel. Joe's life had come to a boiling point. Joe had made a poor decision, and he had lost his job, which had led to him being short on rent, short on the money for his car payment. His car was about to be repossessed. His car needed new tires, and his wife and child ended up going to stay with their parents. So Joe was in the process of losing his home, his vehicle, and his family, and he was crying out for help. And he went to a church, and as he began to share with the church all of the things that he was going through, unfortunately, someone at the church told him that it was because God was angry at him. I think that he might have even said they instructed him that God hated him. Now, for Joe, this sent him into a tailspin, and since I was one of the only people that had spoken with him about having a relationship with God, he called me and said, "Doug, I would like to get together with you." So I came back to Arlington, Texas from the campus there at Christ for the Nations. And I met Joe at the Denny's, and we sat down and had a cup of coffee. And Joe told me the whole story of how his life had unraveled and how he cried out in the church. And they said that the reason that all of these bad things were happening was because God was angry at him. As I began to try to change the direction of the conversation and let Joe know that God had a plan, a purpose, and a destiny for his life, Joe interrupted me and shared his plans to commit suicide. The purpose for him getting together with me was simply to share that I was wrong, that God was not good, and that God was punishing him, and he was going to end it all. Now, I got to say, that caught me off guard. And I said, "Well, Joe, would you give God 24 hours to move in your situation before you do anything as drastic as commit suicide?" And Joe reluctantly agreed and said, "I will meet you here tomorrow. And then I'm going to look you in the eye and tell you that God let me down and go kill myself." So I spent that evening praying for Joe. I didn't know how God was going to move in that situation or what God intended to do, but I knew that I had a heart to see Joe's life change. I had several people praying with me, and I prayed through the night, and the next day I got up and I went to class, and I remember sitting in Dr. Belcher's Holy Spirit class. Now, for those of you that were a part of his class, you know that when he would take those moments and refuse to move on, he would wait on the Holy Spirit, and he would not let it go. He said, "We have to pray about something today." And I finally spoke up and said, "I've got something that we can pray about." And I shared with the rest of the class all of the things that Joe had told me and all of the needs that he had and how the church had told him that God was angry at him, that God hated him, and God was punishing him. Dr. Belcher took just a few moments and prayed, and then we moved on to our class. And as I sat down, someone got up from the back of the room and walked up to me and gave me a $20 bill and said, "Hey, would you give this to Joe for me?" Then someone on the left side of the room came over and gave me $5. Another person on the right-hand side of the room came and gave me $40. And we stopped the class and took a spontaneous offering. And the next thing I know, I'm sitting there on the front row, and I have a wad of cash the size of a basketball sitting in my lap. And I knew that God was wanting to do something in the situation, but I had no idea that God was going to use me in Eric Belcher's Holy Spirit class to meet the needs of Joe. So I contained and collected the cash to the best of my abilities, and I went to go meet Joe. When I walked in, I remember looking in. Joe had such a defeated look on his face. He was ready to throw in the towel. Joe looked at me across that table and said, "Well, God let me down, Doug." And he was waiting for me to respond, waiting for me to say something. He wanted to convince me that my God was not a waymaker. I looked at Joe, and I pulled out the basketball-sized wad of cash, and I threw it on the table, and the pile exploded, and it literally covered three-quarters of the table, and Joe's eyes got as big around his quarters. He gasped, and Joe began crying. That was enough money for Joe to pay his rent, to get his car caught up on payments, to get new tires for his car, and God restored his family and his finances, and he used Eric Belcher's Holy Spirit class to do it. God bless you.